I know what you're thinking. How the heck does a 52-year-old, over-the-hill milkshake machine salesman build a fast food empire with 1,600 restaurants and an annual revenue of $700 million? One word. Persistence.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling.
Life. 131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
I own a pocket.
We always shout out the hoes.
Yo.
But you know, it's a liquor license.
LL, Cool J.
All right. And, well, no, okay, so Valentine's Day,
I like that fucking hat. I just noticed this.
Thanks, man.
You were sitting on side of me.
Oddly enough, it's Veronica's hat. She let me borrow it.
What, she got it from a package or something?
No, she got it from the actual brewery.
Oh, cool.
But, no, yeah, Valentine's Day was nice. We she made, like, a soup. It was like sausage, bacon, onions, kale, and chicken broth.
It don't sound bad.
No, it was good. It was definitely good.
Don't sound bad.
No. And then, yesterday I went down there. No, fuck that. I worked Saturday all day. And Sunday morning, I was going to take an Uber down there because of homeboy. I've told this story before, but homeboy who, like, last St. Patrick's Day got buck wild. He's a gay dude. And it's, I don't even know how to, like, put this into perspective. It's her best friend Carmen's brother's ex-boyfriend, but they're best friends with them.
Okay. So the guy her brother used to date.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was the one I told you the story about. I kissed him on the forehead.
Yeah, okay.
So it's his birthday this weekend. So they all went out to West Hollywood on Saturday.
Okay. And that's Valentine's weekend. Was it?
Well.
What day was Valentine's on?
Tuesday.
Oh, shit. No. Okay.
Also, you know what's going up on a Tuesday?
The club, motherfucker. Yeah.
But,
and he's gay too, by the way. McConan. He came out as gay like a month ago. The guy whose song that is, going up on a Tuesday.
That's not Drake?
No, Drake's on the song, but it's his song.
Oh, okay.
He's gay.
He's legit gay.
He legit came out of the closet a month ago and made a big post on Instagram and everywhere saying he can live his truth now. So shout out to McConan. For the club going up.
Good for you, buddy.
On a Tuesday.
What kind of club is it going up on a Tuesday? That's the question.
Yeah. That's probably, yeah. That's the question.
He, it was his birthday weekend. And
we went to WeHo.
We went to, on Sunday,
CeeLo Green?
No, CeeLo's.
Oh, CeeLo's.
He picks me up.
Okay.
And we head down there to El Torito. And they have like a
good
brunch.
Great food.
Mm-hmm. And it's all you can drink, champagne.
Great food. Which one y'all went to?
The one, in by them.
I used to go to one on Sunset, way down on Sunset by that buffet on Sunday after you've been, like, fucked up Saturday night.
What was the place I know off the border we used to go to.
Right. But Acapulco.
Was it Acapulco?
Yeah, we used to go to Acapulco.
The one on Ventura?
Oh, no. That's the spot.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah. Wait, which one are you talking about? I'll tell you some of the one on Whitsett and Ventura.
Nah.
We went there a few times. We didn't go there a lot. But you know what spot? What's that name of that spot? Casa Vega. Ooh. Casa Vega, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you're not talking about Casa Vega. Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about one. By my old spot, there was like a fucking Mexican restaurant we used to go to. Was it Chevy's?
Chevy's. That's what it was. Chevy's. Yeah, Chevy's not here no more. They still got them in Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah. And Texas. Shout out to Chevy's.
Sorry, guys. We'd get a check and we'd go to Chevy's.
Man, we used to blow a check on some good food. Don't worry. But because we didn't fucking eat. When you think about like how much food we didn't get to eat, yeah. We used to have some epic, me and him, like
appetizer.
Man bro celebration, love between brothers. Like
it was.
It was some amazing shit. I will say, like, I lived for them times. It was some cool shit. None about, no women, no nothing. Just toothpigs.
So we go to fucking El Torito for this guy's birthday.
Okay.
He doesn't even show up.
Hey. he was with McConan at the club. What the
it's like the regular crew. Okay. And then these two. Okay. You would probably remember this guy, Mario. He was a black gay dude.
Yeah.
From the party.
Yeah. I remember the black gay dude from the party.
And he brought he brought his friend.
Yes, I do.
And I was bullshitting with them the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, motherfucker, are these guys cool?
Some like, cool gay people in the world, man.
No, I mean, there's cool every kind of people, but I'm
just saying. I don't know, you know.
All right. I don't know. Anyways. So it's, if you guys don't know, El Torito is you on the Sunday brunch. They have all kinds of stations.
Definitely, yeah.
And then they have free mimosas.
Definitely free mimosas.
So like that shit is pouring.
That shit is pouring. They're using that that cheap ass Andre, not even Andre. They got some cheap ass something else champagne. They keep them motherfuckers coming. You like okay.
Yeah. They had the omelet station.
Man, they got some good food.
Homeboy who did the omelet station, shout out to you.
Shout out.
Because he had three little cookers, okay? And what he would do is like, all right, he'd throw the shit in one. Okay, what else do you want? He'd throw the shit in the other.
That's how it's supposed to be.
All right. And then he puts in the egg mix, and he just flips it.
Mm-hmm.
Puts it back down. The next
keep it
one,
moving, yeah.
Flips it. Then he's like, do you want cheese? Yeah. Throws cheese on it. Folds it up.
Yeah.
Boom.
Talent, man. Talent.
You're done. It was fucking, I was very impressed. But I'm like.
Talent.
I never, at those kind of places, I never drop a tip.
Yeah.
But that guy, I'm like, yeah. Yeah. You deserve one, buddy. I don't, that was fucking awesome.
You know, I never have a story where I can say I've never tipped. Like, that's crazy with me.
I mean, listen.
I know you have your tip beliefs.
At anything in a restaurant.
Look, I know you have your tip beliefs. That's why I said that.
I'll give you just a tip.
Yeah, the tip. Please.
But.
Oh, my God.
I'll go over 10% for that.
God damn. 10% on that.
No.
Come on, motherfucker.
I always drop tips. What I'm saying is that, like, for a dude who's
just right, at a station making food. Right, I got you.
You normally don't.
But you notice they always got a little tip thing there at the station. It's always, like, something that used to keep the forks and shit. It's like,
yep.
And it's just like, yep, that thing right there.
It is definitely one of those
definitely my
of things.
Tip jar.
But,
what about tip drill? You remember when that dropped, when Nelly had the credit card swiping on the ass? And that was, like, the nastiest, raunchiest shit
the
anybody had saw?
All right, explain.
You never seen tip drill, the video? Tip. What was it in high school? What was it? College. Maybe college.
No, he didn't tip pop drill. Till college.
So it was okay. You remember the song Tip Drill? He had like the.
No.
It used to come on BET Uncut when he had all the strippers at the house. Damn. See, I'm thinking of Pimp Juice, but that's not Pimp Juice. How Tip Drill went?
Well,
somebody at home singing right now, like.
Yo, however it went, what's the video? I don't understand.
Just him and a bunch of strippers and hoes popping pussy and on pool tables and by the pool and just he take a credit card and he swipe it down to crack a girl ass. It was like the biggest thing ever. He got banned from performing at like Spelman University after that. Yeah, it was big. And now you can fucking.
What's Spelman? That's a black
historic
university.
Black university. Oh, okay. All female. And motherfucking.
What's the male version?
Morehouse.
Morehouse. Okay.
So what happens is. Now you can, like, see a kid putting his dick in his nose, and it's normal on the internet. But back then, there was no internet like that.
Wait, so, kids put their dicks in their nose?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them.
Did you ever try that?
No, not me.
Okay.
No.
All right. Anyways, so it was a good time, and then we went back to her place, and...
oh, shit.
They bought a whole bunch of beer. That's why I told you I'm sore today.
Right.
Because I had to carry the fucking beer for three quarters of a mile. And my fucking arms are killing me like I did biceps and triceps.
No, like you did CrossFit. Your other favorite. Your other favorite sport.
Ugh. Yuck.
Carry the beers around the block. Run. Drop it. Do it again. Come back up. Jump on the curb 5 times.
Smoke a cigarette.
Smoke a cigarette. Smoke a cigarette. Right, leave it at that. Smoke a cigarette.
Anyways, so we watched a couple movies.
Okay.
And I was like, did you see anything this week?
I saw, what the fuck did I see? I saw something.
Did you watch the XFL one?
No, and I still, no, I wasn't, because I wasn't home. But that's, all right, all right. That's the one I wanted to watch. I got like episodes upon episodes of shit to watch. So no, I'm not caught up on shit.
All right. I watched Lego Batman.
My mom took my nephew to see that in Louisiana.
He
loves it.
It's fucking awesome.
He said it. He said it's the biggest. Like,
it's fucking, no, not even for kids.
I'm just saying he loved it though. Loved it.
Like, okay, good.
He was like, it's fucking great. He said it just like that too. He's like six. He's like, it's fucking great. I'm like, yeah.
He said that? The effort?
No, I'm just joking. But,
no, it's number one. It was the perfect voice of Batman.
Yeah, on a commercial, I can tell. It was, yeah.
I mean, Will Arnett
should
just be.
I know he's making a shitload of money still by being Will Arnett and doing voices and shit, but I liked Will Arnett on like Saturday Night Live and shit.
I don't know that he did Saturday Night Live.
I thought he was the one did, did Magruder. Right. That's not Magruder?
No.
Who the fuck is that?
That's Will somebody else.
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett was from Arrested Development.
Will Arnett. Give me a face. Pull up Will Arnett. I got to see his face.
I'm on airplane mode, you know.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Will Arnett. Okay, yo.
What else is he in?
Arrested Development.
Right. Oh, the brother.
Job. Okay. Job. He was Job.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was married to Amy Poehler for a while.
Damn, that's crazy. So what's the dude from MacGruber? Who the fuck is he?
That's Will.
His Will, too?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Damn, I didn't know that was. I thought that was MacGruber.
They're two different guys.
What the fuck? They like the same white dude.
It's not even Bill Hader.
Diluted. You could just like pour them into each other like a vodka and tonic. You're like, fuck it.
See, now you're gonna make me look this shit up. God damn it. Sorry, guys, that you have to deal with us.
MacGruber.
All right.
Some trouble, MacGruber.
Siri, who is MacGruber?
All right. Oh my god.
I wish Siri was way easier. They're making part two? Holy shit.
So when y'all went, you say I went back to the house, what you watched? Oh, you said Lego Batman.
Yeah, and then they watched that 50 Shades Darker.
Yeah, I never saw the first one. That's not the kind of
show. I never saw either one.
Unless they're showing real dicks and pussies, I don't think it's that like, oh my god.
I don't know, this isn't working for some reason.
Does they show the real dicks and pussies?
No.
So why everybody like, oh, it's bondage. Bitch, you can go bondage your ass up in the bathroom. But that's what they're talking about, BDM, BDSM, some shit.
Oh, what is it? BDSM.
Right, but what's the big deal about it is what I'm saying.
Nothing really. I mean, I guess the whole concept of the 50 Shades of Grey story is that, like, it's a guy who can't commit, and he wants to just fuck bitches.
That was so my life story at one time. Why didn't we just shoot that?
He makes them sign, like, NDAs.
So why we just didn't shoot that when that was happening in North Hollywood?
Well, we should have.
It probably would have been a little more graphic, too.
Probably should have.
Call me Christian Bay.
No, and then, you know.
Son of Michael Bay.
Who put in, like, pussy beads, not anal beads, and leave them in the chick, and then pull them out, like, during
That's what everybody raving about. That's what y'all raving about.
Listen, it's for women.
I seen a preview for Power Rangers. That looked better than 50 Shades Grey.
Yeah, no, 50 Shades Darker was, I said, okay, I can't take this anymore.
You'd rather watch Vivica Coxman?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yes, I would. Because it was so fucking stupid.
I'd rather watch Vivica Coxman.
You mean Black Magic?
Black Magic. Sorry.
But yeah, it was that fucking, I don't get that shit. I never read those books.
Yeah.
I get it. It's women like that kind of stuff. I get it.
Women like porn too, though. I'm telling you, it's cool. Like women. Women are the best thing God ever made. Shout out to women.
Okay, but is there like a female version of 50 Shades of Grey? Or like a male version?
No.
Like,
if they ain't showing no pussy, ain't nothing that like, ooh, ah.
No.
Ooh, stick a cucumber in her ass. Ooh, no.
No. No. It doesn't exist.
It don't exist, right?
No. I think the women like the part that he becomes like a romantic.
Okay.
And now wants to be with the woman.
Okay.
Which is Don Johnson and what's her name's daughter?
Melanie Griffin.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she's like okay.
Yeah, I never thought she was like somebody that.
She's not bad. I mean, she's like a good actress, but like she's not like it's like that's the chick that you chose.
Shout out to Christian Grey. We're gonna stick with Lego Batman as the winner this weekend.
It really was.
Yeah.
Lego and like they reference all kinds of other movies and all the other shit that Batman has gone through. Yeah. And it was just, it was very interesting and well done.
Shout out to Will Arnett. Good job, Will.
If you haven't seen it, go see it.
I'm going to have to call Will up.
Then, you know what? You know what made me want to watch it? I was watching Arrested Development.
That was a good fucking show.
It was a very underrated show at the time.
It was. That's why they brought it back, though, because it was so, they know it was
underrated. Yeah, but by the time, you got to think of the people who were in that show. And how big they got afterwards. I mean, some of them were big before. David Cross was big before. Will Arnett. Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Michael Cera. Jeffrey Tambor. Yeah.
No, it was an all-star fucking lineup.
Walters. She's the voice of the mama on Archer. I mean, it was like a fucking really good.
It was.
Put together show. And they... I mean, sometimes when I watch it, I get upset because it's like one of those times where it's like, fuck, why? How didn't I think of that?
Oh, that's a lot of shit like
that. I always think like that, but I don't know. She wanted to watch Fences, and I said no. Does that make me racist?
No, I think it was born racist, but
oh, yeah.
Not watching Fences don't make you racist.
I heard it's all just in one location. And
it's like a stage play on screen.
Did you see it?
No. Mm-mm. But I will see it. Shout out to Denzel.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Shout out to me.
I've been working, man.
I called in.
It's a lot of movies I ain't get to see yet.
Can I call in as Denzel, please? Mm-mm. we're not doing that?
Mm-mm.
All right. Can I call in as Mike Pence to talk about Fences?
No, no, no.
All right.
No. The last thing you saw was Hamilton. We're going to leave it at Hamilton. That was your
sir.
That was your fucking...
Sir, I have seen Fences since then.
Damn.
And I will say that it is a fantastic film.
Of the black genre or of all genres?
Black genre.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes, I just wanted to make sure you were still racist, yes. Pence.
Yes. Sir. You realize that my Mike Pence is only sir.
Sir.
Does
sir,
he even say sir. That?
I don't fucking know. I couldn't tell you 10 words, Pence, to say it, but I think you got it.
I think your
impression of him is the best shit in a long time.
You brought up Pence.
Because it was you. What was the haircut? It was something. I was
no,
like,
you just, you had brought up Pence, like,
young Mike Pence.
Before he was even.
The VP. I know. Yeah. I knew it was coming. And yeah. I knew you would have to take on that role to carry liquor license to the next level.
Well, I appreciate the liquor license. African-American gentleman, please.
Pence, would you like some refreshments?
No, I was wondering, all right, when is the Tupac film coming out?
June 16th, 2017.
Okay, is it real this time?
Yeah, it's supposed to be real on his birthday. Rest in peace, Pac.
Okay. Is it as real as a Heavy D song? Because I'm a big Heavy D fan.
I don't know. How about Suge Knight? You into Suge?
No.
Sugar Bear?
No, sir. He is a criminal, and...
all criminals should be deported.
He should serve his time, and that's.
You heard the juice might be getting out. How you feel about that shit?
Well,
it's gonna be a hot summer.
We're going to add him to the cabinet.
I definitely can see the juice hooking up with Trump when he get out. I mark my word. I can see Donald Trump hooking up with OJ when he get out of jail, holding his hand up and saying, "This man was wrongly accused. This is an American hero. OJ's the Juice Simpson. Watch." Remember I said that.
I would agree, sir.
This summer, coming live, OJ and Trump. Then we're going to have a 30 for 30, OJ and Trump.
And then they're going to run sprints? Or what, sir? What about me? Why can't I be?
No, golf.
Why can't
Pence,
I?
I don't think Pence really know Trump. I haven't seen two.
You say Pence like I'm not here.
I haven't seen
don't,
two
Don't talk
two
about
pictures.
Me in a third person.
Wait, why haven't I seen two pictures of you and Trump in the same building since all this shit started?
You think the...
I don't know.
It's the fake media, sir.
Sound like fake news. Fake news.
The fake news is out there, and they don't let me really go to the White House anymore.
Pence, how you feel about a liquid breakfast?
Sir, I
mean, you got
every morning I have a Nutribullet, and I make a I make a smoothie.
A Nutribullet?
And me and the kids, we...
you got kids?
We stand around, and I don't know. Do I have kids?
Yeah. Do you have kids? What the fuck?
We stand Nutribullet. Around, and then they pour an egg in my hair, so it
so they
looks
just pat
so
it,
silver,
and they just pat it down. Like
so it looks very silver.
Neatly, like a McMuffin.
All right, thanks, Mike. Mike, buddy.
Next time you're in town, Mike, bring something by, some fucking right. Souvenirs or something.
Maybe we can actually, I'm calling. I watched another movie. Okay, so that's like three movies. I watched another one.
Which one?
The Founder. Do you even know about this movie?
The Founder. Oh, he's fucking right. The Michael Keaton one?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Oh, okay. There we go.
That shit was good.
Okay.
Give my boy the fucking Academy Award. Y'all didn't give him for Birdman, bitches. Give my boy his fucking trophies. I'm tired of y'all fucking over the great Michael Keaton. Shout out to the Keaton man.
Now, what did you think about the film? I have like a very weird feeling about it.
Okay, you. Well, I gotta say this first. You know what?
All right, number one. Okay, so the founder is about Ray Kroc.
Ray Kroc,
who basically he didn't start McDonald's
up until this film came out, though. I thought Ray Kroc started McDonald's. Yeah. I did not do research until
he basically what he did was he franchised McDonald's.
And then he took the homies out, the brothers out.
He took out All right, so
The reason I saw that one is very weird too, but I saw that one.
All right, so explain. Wait, what's the weird reason?
Somebody I know had it on DVD, a screener. I was like, let me see that. And I was like, I didn't have no idea what it was about till I like Googled. I was like, oh shit,
I didn't even know about this movie.
Man, shout out to Keaton. Wait, it reminded me of the
same way they shot. How pumped are you back that like Michael Keaton is back?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Give him his fucking gold statue.
Sir.
No, Pence. Get back out.
Like Michael Keaton. I just want to say in Batman and there's other films that I like him in, but Batman is like the one that stands out to me.
Okay, no problem. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for coming back to let us drop that jewel. So
I think Mike Pence is going to join us a bunch today.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
All right, this is my issue with it. And now, as a fellow screenwriter, you may or may not be able to either agree.
But you know there's a lot of shit that's not true in there.
Yes, of course. Because... all right, there is this system, if you don't know out there, guys, that's
and girls.
Based on a true story.
Doesn't mean everything is absolutely true.
What's the other one?
Written for, how do they say it? Some things we've had to change due to time constraints.
All these things, and there's like a percentage that
has to be
of
real
how real to say, it has to be. I think that based on a true story is the number one, where it's got to be like 80%.
I think it's 60, to be honest.
Okay.
I think it is lower. It's there. Okay. That's a nice fucking jacket, by the way. I would never guess that was Mark E. Y'all got to see fucking White Boy today. He got some shit.
Mark Echo,
he looking like he going to like a fucking real appointment. Got some shit going. He got a nice hat on.
Popping,
nice jacket. Yeah, he look like this fucking Valentine's shit popping, rubbing off.
Son.
For the hoes. All
right. Anyways, all right. So the founder is Michael Keaton plays Ray Kroc. And... he is selling milkshakes.
Blenders.
Yeah.
Machines.
Yes.
Wait, where you from in Buffalo? Smaller town? Depew.
Yeah.
Smaller town. Okay. You know, I'm from small town, so we didn't have McDonald's, but LaPlace had a McDonald's. Did y'all McDonald's back in the 80s have a Ray Kroc like plaque? We had a fucking plaque.
Listen, I know the name, but I don't remember a plaque.
Oh, we had you know how they do like historical... We had a fucking plaque. I think he had came there for something and this little like bronze plaque. And I used to always be like, and that's how I knew, like I was familiar with the name Ray Kroc. And I was like, oh, okay, McDonald's Ray Kroc. And then I was like, I didn't know he didn't fucking, I thought he like hand discovered.
I kind of did as well.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. But I don't know that anybody knows about this movie.
No, they don't.
It's not a
I didn't know about the motherfucker. I just randomly he gets the screen. I was like, oh, give me that. Then I looked it up and I was like, I thought it was some like Scientology shit again. I was like,
It was fucking good.
It's fucking good. And I know it's not showing nowhere y'all at, so don't fucking go see it.
I'll go back into it, but all I gotta say is I'm glad Mike Keaton's back.
I'm glad that too.
Motherfucker.
And he on his game. He's not just back like in them sympathy roles.
No, he's crushing.
He is in like heavyweight role. He's holding it down. He's Michael Keaton to the fullest.
I don't know the directors, the writers, or anything on the film.
Didn't pay attention
to that basically
either.
What it's about is, okay, so he takes...
Got a trigger, better pull it.
San Bernardino.
Yes, San Bernardino.
Was where the first McDonald's was.
Yep.
And he comes out here to try to sell them the blenders for the milkshakes. They want to buy like 8 of them. He can't believe it. And you see him like eating at all these diners and shit, and it takes forever. And he gets his burger, he gets his fucking drink in like a second, and then he's like, oh, shit.
The world needs this shit.
He's like, yeah, we got to franchise this. Now... Nick Offerman
is very good too.
Is great in it. He shaves his mustache, but he plays such a. Those brothers were very odd to me.
They were,
like
they were like that in real life, supposedly too, though.
Yeah, they were that. They were that weird.
Yeah, supposedly. Yeah.
Like they never show kids or wives or anything.
It was
I know
about that.
Yeah, that and you guys got to see it to.
But you
got to
think about it. It's like Phil Knight. I've never seen his family, and I'm sure he got one.
Yeah.
But I mean, to make a brand, a $1 billion brand, maybe you don't need to see my kids and wife. Like, bitch, I'm working.
Okay, good point. But
like Pence, how did you get to the White House? Bring Pence back in. Come on, Pence, come in.
Sir, I've had McDonald's before, and but I try not to because I try to keep my figure for my woman.
You are a slender man. I give you that. In the world of obesity, you are still a slender.
But I was going to watch The Founder the other night.
Yeah.
And, I decided no because then I would want a Big Mac.
Okay, thanks,
Pence. Not a Big Mick, sir.
Okay, thanks, Pence. I don't want to cut you off before you say something racist, though. Thanks, Pence.
Okay. All right, Pence is gone.
Okay. That was a close call. I heard mix and Guinea. I was like, whoa, what are you saying, man? No, chill out. I don't know.
They got the Big Mac. We got the Big Mac.
Oh, okay. Oh, that boy good. You want the good stuff, huh?
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
We should see the founder movie on James Amos from McDowell's.
I know I know his fucking brother-in-law. He comes in the store.
John Amos?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And he's like, yo, if you ever want anything, just let me know. I'm like, fucking give me a McDowell's.
Give me a McDowell's shirt. Beanie, bitch.
Yeah.
Let me get a beanie.
Anyways,
you want the good stuff, huh? Right? Right. All right.
Mike Keaton, as Ray Kroc, goes around the country and he sells McDonald's to other franchise right.
Before it was his to sell.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't buying them. He would sell them, and then he ends up selling them the land.
Right.
And so he would be like the landlord. Yeah. And they would also have to pay like a franchise tax to them. And so that's how McDonald's got like huge.
And that's how he made a lot of money.
But the two brothers came up with this like really interesting idea of how to, make it faster.
Right.
Faster. And they did it on like a tennis court. I thought that was a very well done scene.
That was.
Okay. Now.
That was a good movie.
To my issues with the film is this.
Let me hear it.
There's really no, like, is he the good guy? Is he the bad guy?
That was my thing. He really didn't have the good and the bad. The brothers were good, but then they were like the victims, and I was kind of like, wasn't a bad guy because everybody still got rich.
They said they wanted to franchise it, and I'm arguing with V-Ron about this. Right. I'm like, they just got paid $1 million for nothing.
Right.
Now, it would be worth $6 billion right now.
Right now. Right.
But they didn't ever want that. That wasn't their thing.
But people say they don't want shit. That's why I respect you and the shit me and you talk about sometimes, because you're one of them people who we've never been, like, I could fucking talk to you about anything. I don't like people who say, oh, they don't want this. Bitch, stop lying. Like, oh, if I had money, I wouldn't do this. People still say shit like that. And I'm like, you don't know what the fuck you... Be true to yourself. And they would say that, but I was like, they wanted it. I believe they wanted it. It was like, he was the bad guy for paying him $1 million. Like, I was like, this is weird.
That's what... It did not have the typical story arc.
It wasn't typical.
No, I mean, it had the three acts.
No, I mean, like...
It didn't have the antagonist and protagonist step. Yeah, because...
I always give you so much credit?
In the beginning.
I must really like you, white dude.
I know you do. In the beginning.
Fuck.
Sir.
Sir. No. No, push him out. Lock the fucking door, man. Right. Lock the door, B. Lock the door.
Whew. Sometimes I get...
He's holding up a sign saying, blacks are whack. Oh, my God. Please, lock the door. Please.
Sometimes I get the Mike Pence.
No. Blacks are whack. Really, Mike? Really? Come on, dude.
I just don't... Like I said... As a film student,
student of the game,
good or bad that I am,
I just
there was no progression. It was like the same. People.
It was just you're right. You're right.
That's a
good observation right there. It was totally the same throughout. It was from beginning to end. It was never like, breathtaking.
They try to make him a bad guy because he gets divorced from his wife, but they make the first wife such a bitch.
Right.
They don't even care.
That it was like, you happy he just focusing on McDonald's? Like,
that's it.
Just concentrate on the franchising.
It's crazy like that's how it started.
I love that they made that movie, and I didn't know it was out there.
No
clue.
I had no fucking clue.
I mean, I went and did the whole Wikipedia, read up. I went and do the actual. I wanted to see what the brothers looked like.
How close is it?
About 70%.
Yeah.
They stretched a few of the things. He actually paid them more money. He paid them more money. He told them about a few things. One of the brothers was actually down for more. Then the other one.
Was the other brother like slow or something?
I think so.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, in real life, was he like slow?
They don't really say, but they say one was always focused on the business and one was always the actual restaurant.
Okay.
So the restaurant one was the one like, but how can you be slow and he
Nick,
like.
The Nick Offerman.
Right, but how can you be slow and you're like the fucking mastermind of what fast food is? So, yeah.
I don't know.
No, but you check out the Wikipedia about this
I
shit.
I told you. And like I said, here's the issues that I got into with her. I'm like, yo, these guys weren't trying to do this.
Yeah.
This guy went out and sold this shit.
He did it. He did
and
it.
And he's going to give you $1 million.
He did it.
Now, the most fucked up part, what? This is where he becomes evil, what? Is where he puts a McDonald's right across the street.
Yeah, from the original.
Yeah, and it cancels out their fucking right. business. Yeah.
And he did do that. That is true.
Yeah, that's true. A very dick move. Right. So So Ray Kroc puts a McDonald's across the street. From number the one makes them take their name off
right.
of the restaurant.
Because he owned it, yeah.
Yeah. And it just called like I don't even is there even a fucking name? Mm-hmm. I don't even know. And then opens up a fucking McDonald's, it shuts them down. God damn.
Yep. But
took their golden arcs, not the golden arches.
They were well off for a long time. They were.
I can. Oh, they were. Oh, the brothers
yeah.
were.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Yeah,
yo, $1 million in the fucking 70s.
Right.
Do you know what that would fucking
like $100 million right now? Yeah, with inflation and shit. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, so.
Shout out to Ray Kroc. Shout out to us having a plaque in my home. Not my hometown, but the town next to my hometown.
They had a fucking Ray Kroc.
Ray Kroc plaque, bronze little plaque. I'll never forget that shit.
Anyway, if you haven't seen, the founder, I would take a look at it because
check it out.
Definitely
pretty good.
And just the fact
and that, it's one of the ones where if you're just a kid who grew up in like the like on McDonald's that you would never expect to see the McDonald's movie. It's like what the fuck? It was cool. It was real cool.
I wonder how they okayed it.
That's what I was saying. Like fucking
how the fuck
that's what made me read all this shit because Ray Kroc was a fucking like egomaniac.
No shit, yeah.
So he set it up.
And he was a drunk. Did you notice
right,
that?
But he set it all up before he died. Like this story will be told. So like it had been whoever owned the property had owned it since like the '80s and shit. They just getting around to making it.
Did you notice throughout the movie he progressively had more liquor?
Yeah. Life gets harder.
Now he started to have more drinks. He started to do this.
As I got older, same shit.
That's what was the fuck why can't I think of the goddamn movie where Tom Hanks plays Walt Disney.
Oh,
And he's like a chain smoker, and right. they show it mm-hmm. that he just is like smoking like fucking. What the, name what the fuck is name? Know. Is it like?
And I can actually see him.
Once Upon a Time or some shit or. Shit like that. I don't know. That was a good movie too.
Yeah.
But all right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that fucking 25 minutes of
Liquor License.
The founder. So, I was going to tell you this.
What?
This week in Brandon's stupidity.
Oh.
I was going to do it last time, but we didn't have time because we were so fucking on point.
Oh.
All right. So I'm listening back to the last podcast.
Okay.
All right. And I have my wireless headphones connected to my computer so I could hear how it sounds and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have like the shit blaring when Luke comes home because our bedrooms are right next to each other. So I don't want to make it loud.
If the beds are rocking, don't come a knocking.
Okay. And so I got my headphones in and I fall asleep.
Okay.
I wake up and I'm like, where the fuck are my headphones? And I'm like I come out here and it's been cold.
Yeah, it has been. And so it's raining like a motherfucker.
When I got up, I didn't like look in the mirror. I didn't do anything like that. I just put on a sweatshirt and I start like looking for these things. Like, are they plugged in? I'm like, what am I, a fucking asshole? Like, I was getting like angry at myself that I'm like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. What, did I put them in a drawer?
Right. You know?
And I'm like, fuck. And I sit down and I scratch my beard and they're on my neck.
Oh, yeah, that shit happens. That type of shit.
And I'm like, God damn it,
that
dude.
That type of shit happens.
What a dummy I am, you know?
That type of shit happens. Last week you told me you had another installment of Gatorade Chronicles, but I don't think you got to tell that story.
That was the one.
Oh, okay.
The headphone story. But, if you'd like another This Week in Brandon's
Embarrassment.
Oh, shit. All right.
Part two.
So I get, the dude on Saturday drops me off. I never have him drop me off at the house.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. What if he's going to try to rob it or something? Anyways, so he drops me off on Chandler and Whitsett.
Uh-huh.
And then I walk home.
What if he gonna try to rob me or some shit? So,
I'm walking home, and all right. No, this is okay. So this will be cyclical.
Okay.
Veronica's in West Hollywood with Ernie for his birthday.
Yep.
Okay. And she's texting me like, "Hey, are you coming?" I'm like, "No.
Yeah.
No way. It's fucking."
What time 12, you got off? Like midnight.
12:25
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I'm not doing this. But I'm still texting her, and I'm not looking down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking, texting. And
you're falling in the sinkhole.
Somebody put a fucking mattress on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I trip, fall, like, totally fall.
On the mattress.
On the fucking mattress. Oh, and I'm like, God. What is this, a fucking Hollywood movie? Like, if there wasn't a Hollywood mattress there, I would
have. If y'all don't know.
And that's part of the reason why I'm so fucking sore.
His block is TVs. And it's not the projects. It's not the ghetto. It's not nothing.
It's just his block. It's dog shit.
TVs, mattresses, dresser drawers, baby fucking playhouses and shit. And I'm just like, how? Like, it's not a shitty, this is not a shitty area at all. Is it not? It's not.
It's just trash.
It's just people like
and someone just put it.
When they don't want something, they just put it in front of their apartment.
Listen, I'm like, this, what is, the what, fuck? This is what you do. Okay. Anybody out there, if you live in the apartment complex or on Cortine Street, if you have garbage, you put it next to the fucking garbage.
Right.
Okay, yo, sure, your mattress can't fit in the thing, right. So you put it there, and like, guess what? They're going to end up taking it.
Yeah.
You don't lay it on the middle of the motherfucking sidewalk.
Right.
Okay, and then, yeah, because, okay, but again, I'm the asshole because I'm looking down texting, and I fell so fucking hard.
But you walk, you're like a power walker, too. I watched you, you walk.
Yeah, I do.
You're right? Like very focused on walking when you're walking. Hit my segment for me, man. This is the most gangster shit of the week. Yo, yo, yo. Time to let y'all know what the most gangster shit of this week is. Oh, man. The most gangster shit of this week is my boy Boogie Cousins getting traded after a week after Sacramento assured him and his agent that he wasn't getting traded. And actually him finding out right after the All-Star game from his agent or some white man whispering in his ear telling him. And he like, for real? Like, this is the coldest shit I've seen in a little while. Like, his whole face is like, get the fuck out of here. You telling me I just got fucking traded? Like, hey. It's just to show y'all, man, sports is a business. So if y'all got kids out there and y'all train them to be all these athletes and shit, also train them to know that nobody don't give a fuck about them at no point, period of their life.
There's certain people they do care about.
I mean, but you know, when it comes to the money, like, when it comes to the paper.
If you look at, okay, we've said it before. I don't think Drew Brees is going anywhere. I think
this Drew last year in New Orleans. And that's coming from a diehard Saints fan. I think we're giving Drew $1 million, we got to blow the whole shit up. It's too much money.
Jim Kelly wasn't going anywhere. He was a Buffalo Bill for life.
Right.
Even though in the beginning he was a pain in the ass.
Right.
If you look that shit up.
And Drew is not a pain in the ass. It's just too much money.
Russell Wilson is going to be a Seahawk for life. Richard Sherman will be a Seahawk for life. I'm telling you right up.
I would hope
Kobe
so.
Kobe was a
Laker for life. Right.
So I think the Cousins, maybe he wanted to be a King for life.
He did. I believe he did.
Maybe he did.
I believe he
did. I don't know. He's gotten so much better.
Boogie is the motherfucking man.
Bullshit and
Boogie,
like,
is the motherfucking man. And Boogie, people talk all that shit about his attitude. Boogie do so much shit, like, for unfortunate kids and shit. Don't slip. Boogie top five athletic motherfuckers outside of sports who does shit for the community. And I know that because I'm from Louisiana. He do so much shit in Alabama. He do so much shit in Sacramento. He's a good fucking dude.
He's from Louisiana?
No, he's from Alabama.
Oh.
So he's a good fucking dude.
Does he have an Alabama black snake?
I don't really participate in slong talk about other men, but slong talk about.
All right, so most gangster shit of the week is
Boogie getting traded after they told him he wasn't getting traded, and him finding out after the fucking game while he's doing post game interviews.
Why would they? I still don't understand. Is it
what
with the Pelicans?
Yep.
Since what? The game was there, is that maybe why they?
No.
I don't know.
No. What you mean? Why they did it to trade it there?
Yeah.
No, the Pelicans have been trying to, because the Pelicans, they're like two fucking games out of the eighth spot. They're trying to make the playoffs. Oh, no, they're making a run for this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're trying to make the playoffs.
So that's why?
Yeah, that's why, definitely. The playoffs, yeah. They're trying to make a run.
Well, maybe he'll like it down in New Orleans. It's got to be better than fucking Sacramento.
It's only like not even 2 hours away from Alabama. That's like his hometown. Like, that's what they say. He had like 100 50 people at the All-Star game from his hometown supporting him. So, yeah, it's so like...
maybe it makes sense.
That's their home team is our...
But again, not to go heavy sports talk, but like we talked about...
We could talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Anthony Davis and him together? Fucking A. Dude, I haven't seen a combination like that since the Admiral and Tim Duncan.
Why we can't do heavy sports talk if we wanted to? All
right, we can.
And why is this considered heavy sports talk? It's not. We can talk about pussy and dicks and hoes and... And we hoes.
And Alabama Black Snakes.
And we hoes. All right.
Listen, am I wrong when I just
No,
said?
You're right. You're right.
Tim Duncan and David Robinson together were fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
The Admiral, dude.
Hadn't seen nothing like that since Olden Polynes.
Mm-hmm. That's a boy right there.
Yeah. Shout out to Olden.
Oh, he good.
Boy, good.
And terrible. All right. But. Boy, good. No, I think. All right, so they make a run. I don't think that they have a championship team.
No. But they're just trying to make the playoffs this year. Some shit just for this year.
But
Anthony Davis ready to leave.
Maybe he won't know. Maybe part of it is like, yo, we're going to bring in Boogie so that you stay.
I mean, yeah, that's always part of it. But somebody going to surprise you and come to the Lakers. Shout out to the Lakers show because what I heard Magic running the show now. Shout out to my squad.
Maybe Chris Paul doesn't go to New York and he goes to the fucking Pelicans.
Shout out to my squad. You know he was there already, though.
I know.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe he goes back, finishes his career. Chris Paul, Boogie Cousins, Anthony Davis.
When I say he hated it, he hated it.
All right.
He played for the Pelicans and lived in Mississippi.
Well, it wasn't the Pelicans at the time.
He played for the Hornets and lived in Mississippi, so.
If I played for the Pelicans, I'd love it.
Yeah, I would love it, too. Represent for the hometown.
No, just because you're playing for a fucking team. Like, when people get, like, shitty, like, dickhead from Willis McGahee from the Bills, and he said that, like,
Buffalo's
a shitty place. And then Marshawn comes in and is like, no, it's pretty nice. I like it here. I like that.
You're getting paid millions of dollars to play football. Fuck it. It's great. That's a great life. I don't give a fuck if you're playing in Timbuktu at this point. Like, hey. Better than fucking selling crack on a porch.
Yeah. Especially with those guys. But, all right. So, most gangster of the week is Boogie Cousins.
Boogie.
Well, that about wraps it up, guys. I know it's a short one this week, but I got to go to work, so.
Yeah, he got to go to work.
I would go off on other stupid shit that nobody cares about.
Going off on these hoes.
You had to do it. You had to drop. You had to drop the fucking singing thing.
I did it earlier.
Were you happy with the fucking song of the week?
Yeah.
Last week? Okay. Yeah. All right. I got it this week, so fuck your face.
Okay. So fuck your face.
To the Manchu plan and five elements posture. Take a b-boy stand with the gold front shining, baggy pants sagging. This Brooklyn style, got the fly girl smiling, but I'm climbing, finding new ways of rhyming. Not living like a star, it's strictly about surviving, diving, taking to the grooves of the ghetto. This downtown flavor shines from many angles. Yes, we're notorious, with rhymes so glorious. The Manchu monkey over flunkies is victorious. Rapidly boring us with rhymes so conventional. Days in the maze when they hear the three-dimensional. Lyrical skills of the insect in motion. Coasting down floating with a bag of magic potion. Now I'm rolling with the seven in a crescent. Puffing some expression, manifesting today's lessons. Stressing the fact that I'm solar, guaranteed to go far. Cause the mind is interstellar, still hits like that. So have no fear, but I'm slicker this year. I'm slicker this year.
To the queens everywhere, to the hoes as a high, to the lumps of mad. Don't forget about your peak springers. Maybe see that I'm 68 inches above sea level, 93 million miles above these devils. Play me in the winter, play me in the summer, play me in the autumn.